Molly Ventner and Eben Pariser are the husband and wife musical team behind the band Goodnight Moonshine. They're based in New Haven, Connecticut. Their new album is called I'm the Only One Who Will Tell You You're Bad. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke with Ventner and Pariser about the album's themes of celebrating partnership and grappling with loss.
Both Ventner and Pariser come from bands with a more traditional Americana feel. Ventner is in the band Red Molly, and Pariser is the frontman of Roosevelt Dime. Goodnight Moonshine is a different direction for them. They came to WSHU Studios to perform a few songs, including January Skies.
Song time.
Song time. One, two.
I remember it was 4:30, Austin. You were all mischief in your eyes. I was seeing sand-colored moonbeams falling from the January skies. And there was a drunk out on the corner. You had stopped to give him 50 cents. And I had been working tables all night, so I wasn't watching where I went. Ooh-wee. And in a flash, our worlds collide. Or did a thousand little moments make tonight?
This is a really interesting song to me. It just feels, and I don't know if it is, but it feels very autobiographical. There's details in there that to me just have to be drawn from real life. How real is it?
That's funny that you should ask, because I lived in Texas for 10 years and there are a lot of details in that song that I kind of picked out from those times in Texas. But the song is really about like falling in love with Eben. And we first met in somewhat of a violent headbutting accident in a hotel in Memphis. So it was not very romantic, our initial meeting. So when I went to write the song, like, all of the feelings are real, but all of those details are fictional for us.
You're kind of asking one of the biggest questions, which is what is real? I mean, what's more real, a photograph or a painting? And it's sort of that same type of thing where maybe some of this stuff didn't exactly happen detail for detail, but it's all very real to us.
Well, what's it like to write about real people? And both of you come from a little more traditional Americana backgrounds. Is this something that's new, or have you always kind of been approaching more raw, more confessional type of songwriting?
Yeah, I grew up listening to the Patti Griffin and the Tracy Chapman, even Ani DiFranco.
Yeah, and for me, when it's just a solo singer with an acoustic guitar and that kind of content, it overwhelms me and it's too much. So I've always been interested in finding how the music can support these themes and how you could say something really difficult to say, but packaged up in the right musical product, it could become not only palatable but cathartic.
When you go deeply personal, you become universal. So to be able to kind of craft these songs that still, you know, were really emotional for me to write, but then you put music around it, or you try to maybe make it a little more fun. Like, I have a song that's a lot about death, but it's called David Bowie. It's called Bowie, but it's kind of fun.
David Bowie died this week, reminding me that we die. My friend's brother died a week before, making everybody question what any of it's here for. And my own father passed last year. You know how this goes. When we take our final breath, nobody ever knows.
You're referencing things like Bowie, but you're also drawing, I think, from things that might not be so apparent. It's a very literary style of songwriting.
I'm someone who, I think a lot of people are doing this, just gobbling up so much information all the time in the form of podcasts and radio and interviews and books, articles, about philosophy, about a lot of things. I find myself sometimes like loving this new book I read and then fumbling over my words when I go to try to talk about it to somebody. So, you know, I use the songwriting process as this way to just stop my brain. I don't have an agenda. I just start making sounds, and they don't come from nowhere. They come from whatever I was reading or the movie I watched last week, but they come because I've let everything go, and I'm not trying hard to think about anything.
One of my absolute favorite songs on the album is We Need You,
which
I felt to be a very hopeful, encouraging song.
To the refugee who cannot arrive.
I just remember seeing something from a reporter. It was Van Jones, and he was going into people's houses, and he was trying to understand their perspective and share with them his perspective. And at one point, he was just like, because we need you, man. We need you. And I just, it hit me like, oh, yeah, we really do need everybody, like in whatever capacity we can get on each other's side and hear each other out. I do think we have to figure out a way to get along. So, you know, people are difficult. We're all difficult. And you realize that in a marriage and you realize that in a band.
Venter and Pariser are in both a marriage and a band, and a lot of their songs address the ups and downs of marriage in a frank and honest way, like this one, Lost and Found.
Now I see how my heart is fully undefended, and I feel I am forever reoriented.
That honest depiction of marriage is reflected by the album's title, I'm the Only One Who Will Tell You, You're Bad.
Where does the title come from?
I'm so glad you asked. We thought it would make a good...
It encapsulates the couple dynamic pretty well. You're lucky if you got someone to tell you how far out of line you are. You're lucky if you got someone to tell you that your clothes don't fit or that you really need a shower or whatever it is.
You're husband and wife. You're in it for the long term. What do you think for the future? More of this kind of collaboration, closer collaboration. Where do you see it going?
I want our writing to get better. I want our singing to get better and more entangled. And we
want to drill down deeper. We want to give people that insight into our inner life as much as we feel comfortable with it and can do. Honestly, a really compelling look inside of a relationship, just the most common, basic, vanilla relationship imaginable, husband and wife, really rare in musical form and doing it in a way. Because every song you hear is really about someone they're not with or someone alone talking about their experience.
Or
every song.
Or falling in love right at the beginning.
Which, again, is entirely one-sided. Mm-hmm. So to explore that in a way that feels healthy and interesting and not terribly shy. Seems like there's a place in the musical world for that kind of content to exist.
That was Eben Pariser and Molly Ventner, the husband and wife duo behind the band Goodnight Moonshine. They spoke with WSHU's Davis Donovan.
Orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo. By land, by sea, the mystery grows. From east to west.